Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our Friday prayer call and word of inspiration. We are going to pray over the word, and we're going to get right into the word on today. Father, we thank you and we give you all praise on today, this day that you have made. God, we are thankful. We are grateful that you allowed us to see, oh God, this Friday. Thank you for allowing us to come together for a word of inspiration and prayer. Thank you for the word that you have given me to share. And so, Father, I pray that you will use me, oh God, to speak what you want to speak, and that you will touch the hearts of those who will listen, who are on it now, or who may listen to the replay. I pray that you will not only touch their hearts, but touch their ears and allow them to receive, Father. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. I just want to remind everyone to put your phones on mute. Put your phones on mute. Today, we're going to get right into the word. And today's word of inspiration is entitled, Let the Word Fight for You. Let the Word Fight for You. I don't know if any of you have ever been in a physical fight, but as for me, I've been in a couple of fights when I was a child. Fighting is something that we all do in some way or another, and whether it's fighting with our hands or whether it's fighting with our words or even fighting with ourselves. And what do I mean by fighting with ourselves? Fighting within our minds. And we all have been in a battle or two. And if we've never fought with someone, whether with our hands or with our words, I am confident that we fought with ourselves. And I'm not sure how many of you know that our fights and our battles are not only with people, but as Christians, we experience spiritual battles. Even the Bible tells us over in Ephesians, the sixth chapter, verse 12, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against powers of the dark world, and against spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. And what we need to understand is that there is a constant war going on. We are constantly fighting for our spiritual freedom. We are constantly fighting for our spiritual peace and even our joy at times, all because the enemy wants to get us and keep us off track. And if I can just be very transparent with you on today, within the past couple of weeks, probably even the month, I've been in battle. And this battle has been with the thoughts in my mind. Thoughts would come and it would try to oppress me. Thoughts that I'm not enough. Thoughts that I'm not adequate to do certain things because how other people make me feel or how they may treat me. And then I went to God and I asked him, God, what is going on here? Am I enough or do I have the respect of others? I feel like I'm being dismissed. I'm present in the conversations and meetings, but I feel like I'm being dismissed or ignored. And with all honesty, I'm ready to say enough. You know, enough is enough. I'm ready to step away. You know, the attacks are coming in so many ways. But then the Spirit of the Lord said, Belma, don't step away. Don't quit. I need for you to fight because the enemy is trying to captivate your mind in this season. And the reason why he's trying to captivate your mind in this season is because how you are pouring into so many other lives. I placed you in certain circles for a reason. I placed you in certain places for a reason. I don't need for you to quit. And let me ask you this question. Have you ever stopped to consider that some of the thoughts that have been stirring around in your mind were from the enemy? Think about the years you heard in your mind things that were not edifying or encouraging or exhorting. Thoughts such as you will never amount to anything. Thoughts of why don't you just give up on life, or thoughts that your spouse doesn't love you, or they're talking about you, or nobody will ever love you. Well, I think it's safe to say that we all have heard some of these thoughts in our minds, and they have rolled around in our mind. And unfortunately, some of these thoughts have taken us captive, and we have believed them. The thoughts are produced from lying spirits. That they're attacks on our thoughts of There are thoughts on our minds. There are attacks on our minds, and it attacks our feelings and it attacks our emotions. They even attack the very core of our soul. And when the negative thought starts rolling around in our mind, what happens? We start believing them if we're not careful. They become a part of us, and we think we are, or we perceive them to be a reality, and when it's not really so. Well, let me tell you, these thoughts can become torment as we keep thinking about them, but there is something we can do about our situation. 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verse 4 through 5 tells us, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." And what we need to do is we need to take our thought captive and bind our minds to the mind of Christ. That's the word of God. 1 Corinthians 2:16 tells us to do that. Philippians 2:6 tells us to do that. But the question is, how do we do this? We do it with the word of God. In other words, we let the word fight for us. Let's look at Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Again, that is Matthew chapter 4, a very familiar passage of scripture for those who have been in church for a period of time. Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. It talks about the temptation of Jesus. And I'm going to be reading from the New International Version. And the Bible reads, "Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, 'If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread.' Jesus answered, 'It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.' Then the devil took him to the holy city, had him stand on the highest point of the temple. 'If you are the Son of God,' he said, 'throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.' Verse 7 reads, 'Jesus answered him, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to test.' Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. 'All this I will give you,' he said, 'if you will bow down and worship me.' Verse 10, Jesus said to him, 'Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only.' Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him." With this text, we find that Jesus recognized the voice of the enemy. Satan spoke to Jesus in the desert. Now, if Satan can speak to Jesus, won't he surely speak to us? Won't the enemy speak to us? In Matthew, Satan tempted Jesus, and he spoke to him several times. And Jesus heard from Satan and kept quoting the scriptures to Satan. That's what we need to do. Just like Jesus, when Satan would say certain negative things, or when he would quote scriptures and take them out of context, what did Jesus do? He brought the word back to him. And as a thought, this is not from what we need to understand is that we need to share the word of God. When these negative thoughts, and when the enemy comes in, and when he puts these bad thoughts into our minds, we've got to fight it with the word. We've got to take a hold of the word of God. We not only have to take a hold of it, but we have to speak it. But we have to not only speak it, but we have to believe it. Nothing is impossible for us to accomplish. Whatever negative thought that comes in your mind, you find a scripture to combat that negative thought. We are in battle, and the only way we are going to win this spiritual battle is with Jesus Christ and with the word of God. The enemy may tell you that you are not loved. You fight back with the word. What do you fight back with? Isaiah 54:10. What does Isaiah 54 and 10 says? It says, the mountains may shift and the hills may be shaken, but my faithful love won't shift from you. And my covenant of peace won't be shaken, says the Lord, the one who pities you. And then the enemy may tell you that you are not attractive. You go ahead and you quote Psalms 139 and 14 and says, I praise you because what? I am fearfully and I am wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that well. The enemy may even tell you that you will not be able to accomplish the thing or the things you've been working on or even survive the things you had to face in life. That's when you have to remind the enemy of the word over in Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Somebody else may not believe it, but I can do it. Somebody else may not be encouraging me, but I can do it. Why? Because the word of God says it. And if I can apply myself, that means I can do it. No, you can't do this whole thing by yourself, but you can do it because of Christ. It is Christ who strengthens you. It is Christ who keeps you. And if you are dealing with certain things like anxiety, fight back with the word, where 1 Peter 5:5-7 says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. If you're dealing with fear, use the word of God. Isaiah 43:1, as your weapon says, don't fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. God has not given us a spirit of fear. If you are dealing with trust, Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all of your ways, acknowledge, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Whatever you are dealing with, whatever you are struggling with, there's a word for it. You may not know the scriptures by heart, but Google what you're dealing with. Google scriptures on fear. Google scriptures on anxiety and love or unforgiveness. Whatever it is that you're dealing with, write them down somewhere where you will have access to them and start speaking the word over your life. Start speaking the word because self is listening. If you start feeling down about yourself or a situation, go to Psalms 42:11. I had to do that and talk to yourself like David did. He talked to himself where he says, what, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Talk to yourself. Say, put your hope in God. Put your name in front of there. I had to say, Velma, put your hope in God, for I, Velma, will yet praise my God, my Savior and my God. Speak to yourself like David did. David had a soul conversation. You have a soul conversation with yourself and speak the word. Let the word fight for you. When the lies begin to attack, immediately start quoting scriptures. Jesus modeled this for us in our text today when he immediately took hold of the word. And if we are supposed to be like Jesus, and we are, then we need to follow his footsteps. Jesus gives us a perfect example. He gives us a blueprint and how to win this fight. We win our spiritual fights how? With the word of God. We are in a battle, and the battle begins in the mind. We need to immediately give no place to the enemy and use the word of God as our great weapon against the enemy. We need to be building ourselves up with the word of God. With me dealing with certain things and questioning certain things, I had to go back to the word of God. God was reminding me, Velma, I need you to focus on me. Don't focus on that negativity. I need you to focus on me. Don't focus on how this person is making you feel right now. I need you to focus on me. And I want to encourage you to find scriptures, to feed yourself. Feed your spirit, man. Give yourself an arsenal of equipment by filling yourself with the word of God. Fill yourself with the word of God. This is the word of inspiration on today, and I pray that it has inspired you to fight and to fight hard and dirty. Yes, I said it, to fight hard and dirty with the word of God. Fight with the word and let the word fight for you. In other words, put the word on your situation. Why? Because the word always works. We just have to apply it. We just have to use it. And we have to believe in the word that we are fighting with. Let us transition at this time in prayer. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we give you praise on today. We thank you for your presence in our lives. We thank you for your presence, God, even through the phone lines on today. We thank you, oh God, because you are always ever present. You are always our strength. You are always our way maker. You are always our keeper. You are always the love of our life. And Father, we say thank you. We are thankful, oh God, for you who always make ways out of no way. God, we are thankful for you who's our provider, who's our keeper, who's our mind regulator, who's our heart fixer, who's our healer. Father, we thank you and we honor you on today. God, we come before you before asking anything in particular. We ask for forgiveness of sin. Search us, oh God, and know our hearts. Try us and know our thoughts. And if there's any wicked way in us, God, lead us to the way of everlasting, God. God, we will fight and we will win. Thank you for the word on today, for reminding us, oh God, to use the word of God to fight. And we will use the word, your word, oh God, to fight, and not only to fight, but to win. For no weapon formed against your people will prosper. We know that weapons will form and trials will come, attacks will come, but God, we know that your word said that it will not prosper. God, you even said in your word that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you, oh God, will deliver us out of them all. So those, oh God, who are dealing with different afflictions, oh God, whether in their mind, whether in their spirit, and whether in their body, Father, I pray for them right now that they will fight, God, with the word, oh God, that they will fight with your promises, oh God, that they will find your scriptures, oh God, and they will hold on to your scriptures, oh God, and they will live out your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. You promised to keep us in perfect peace, oh God, if our minds are stayed on you. So, Father, we thank you, oh God, that as we shift our thought patterns on you, oh God, that you will give us the peace, oh God, that only you can give, that peace that surpasses all understanding. No one will ever understand how we have the peace, but because we obeyed your word, Father, we have your peace. Father, I thank you for your word, because even over in Philippians 4:8, it says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true and whatever things are noble, whatever things are just and whatever things are pure and good report, God. And it goes on, it says to think on these things. So God, as we meditate on these things, oh God, we be able to fight, oh God, the enemy, oh God, with your word, oh God. God, we realize that challenges will come in our lives when negative thoughts try to captivate the minds of your people. God, I pray that you will remind them to be strong in you, oh God, for you, oh God, yourself, God, will go before them. That's what you said in your word, oh God, and that you will never leave them and never forsake them. Remind them not to be afraid, oh God, and not to be discouraged, God. Thank you, oh God, for all that you have done. Thank you for the word of inspiration. Thank you, oh God, for every person that is on this line on today. I pray, God, that you will touch their bodies from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Father God, I pray right now, oh God, because we know that you care for us, oh God, that you will continue to do what you need to do in our lives. I pray our souls desire to be revived in you, oh God. I pray, oh God, a newness in you, Father. And Father, if we are honest with ourselves, God, we all need revival. So Father, I pray for a revival in our hearts, revival in our souls in the name of Jesus. I pray for restoration, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we even thank you for sending Jesus to give us your abundant life. Lord, thank you, oh God. You are God, all that we ever need, oh God. Father, we will feed on your word, oh God. We will feed on your scriptures, even as a sheep feeds in the green pastures, because your word, oh God, is life to us. Spirit of the living God, you raised Jesus from the dead and you dwell in us. And thank you for the dwelling. Thank you for your word that will never return unto your void, but it will accomplish what you sent it to do and it will prosper. Thank you for reminding us to stand on your word. We thank you and we give you praise on today. Breath of God, breathe on us as you create in us, oh God, a clean heart. Use us, God. We desire to be fisher of men. Use us, oh God, to lead others to Christ. Use us to lead others to you. Use us, God, to encourage others. Use us to be a blessing to others in whatever capacity, God, that you want us to be used, God. Thank you, God, for another opportunity to thank you, oh God. Thank you for blessing us with all spiritual blessings. Thank you for being our God, for being every one of our God. We thank you. We thank you for always being present. Continue, God, to direct Pierce Insurance as they seek your will and your direction. Use them, oh God, to continue to put you first. I pray that everything they put their hands to, oh God, will be blessed. I pray for every employee. I pray for everyone who is connected, oh God, with Pierce, will continue to be blessed by you because of their obedience. Father, we thank you and we give you praise. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Thank you, Father.